This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along. We're talking today to Angela Bidding. She's with the Operation Christmas Child run by Samaritan's Purse. She does some local efforts here in our listening area, and we're going to learn about that Operation Christmas Child today on the WPGM Community Forum. Angela, we appreciate you being with us. Let's begin with a nutshell version. What is Operation Christmas Child?
Operation Christmas Child is a project of Samaritan's Purse. It delivers gift-filled shoeboxes to children around the world in Jesus' name. And this is a tangible expression of God's love, and we have ministry partners that share the good news of Jesus all around the world.
Okay, and that parent organization, has that been running this for many years? Kind of give us a history of the Christmas Child program.
Sure. So it began in the early 1990s with a request from a friend of Franklin Graham. He asked him if he could help them to fill shoeboxes with gifts for children that were in war-torn Bosnia. And Franklin Graham asked a friend of his, Ross Rhodes, who is then the pastor of Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, if he could help as well. And within weeks, the church had assembled 11,000 gift-filled shoeboxes, just that one church. And then combined with additional shoeboxes from Canada, Samaritan's Purse sent 28,000 shoeboxes to the children in Bosnia that Christmas. And that's kind of where it got its start, and it just continued from there. So since 1993, there have been more than 232 million children in over 170 countries that have received shoebox gifts.
Now, do people do this on their own individually, or are there group gatherings to pack shoeboxes? How does that work?
Yeah, well, you can do it both ways. I know some families do it like as a family event. They take their children or their grandchildren and go shop to fill shoeboxes, and they fill them at home that way. Or churches have packing parties. They call them packing parties throughout the year, or when it gets close to collection week and everybody donates, and then they all get together to fill the boxes.
Okay. And the boxes are provided by Samaritan's Purse, correct?
Yeah, you can go on their website and you can buy the boxes. I think normally the way it goes in our area is our church partners throughout the 5-county area, the churches have the boxes that they purchase through the church, and then the church members just pick them up at their church and fill them. I know that's the way my church does it. I just want to mention, because Hobby Lobby is a supporter of this project, and they have them available in Hobby Lobby as well.
Collection week is the 17th through 24th, is that correct?
That is correct.
And what does that mean? Does that mean they have to be done by then, or that's like people can start to turn them in? Just give me some guidance.
So National Collection Week is a week where we have 10 to 12 drop-off locations that are available throughout that week at designated hours, and those churches within our 5-county area have people there to receive shoeboxes from anyone who wants to pack one. That's kind of the main week that everything is done. The intent is to, have a place to go where anybody in our area can find a convenient place to drop off their boxes. Now, you can also do boxes all throughout the year. You don't have to wait till that week. You can go on the Samaritan's Purse website, and there is it's samaritanspurse.org/buildonline, and you can pick things to fill a shoebox online, and then there is a $10 donation that we ask that covers the costs of things like training our ministry partners, logistics, renting buildings where the things are sorted, renting trucks, all the logistics of getting these things to the countries they need to go to. So you can do all that online if you so choose, and that's any time during the year.
Okay. Now walk me through, let's say I'm going shopping to fill a box. What should I be looking for?
All right. Well, There's also a lot of help on the Samaritan's Purse website for what to put in your box and what not to put in your box. And some of the suggestions there are school supplies like pencils, crayons, notebooks, scissors, some things like for girls. We do sewing kits for the older girls, dolls, balls, jump ropes, that sort of thing. For boys, we did jacks, we do fishing kits, we do soccer balls and pumps, that kind of thing. So, I mean, the thing that we really like to see with the shoeboxes is that they're fun, that there's some toy item in there that the kid is really going to go crazy for and full. So we like to make sure that the boxes are full. Like I said, with hygiene items like toothbrushes, with school supplies, that sort of thing. And we also like that they're personalized. So we like to see maybe a little note or a picture from the person packing the box is always, that's always extra special. And I think very appreciated by the kid on the other side. So that's kind of what we like to see in the boxes. But the most important thing, and we stress this all the time, the most important thing to put in the box is your prayers. We pray over the boxes numerous times throughout the whole process as they travel from one place to the other.
And of course, the gospel message is going out through these boxes as well, if we didn't emphasize that enough, too. That's all part of it.
Right. I mean, and that's the main part of it. This is a tangible way to show God's love to a child who may not have ever received a gift in their life. They may be in a very impoverished country, and this is a way to get the gospel message out. I mean, the Great Commission is to spread the gospel to all the earth, and that's the main mission of sending these gifts out. Is every time one of these shoeboxes is put in the hands of a child, they also receive a little book called The Greatest Gift that briefly shares the gospel. And then after they receive their box, they're invited to come back for a 12-lesson program, a 12-lesson program called The Greatest Journey. These books are given to them in their own language. And Samaritan's Purse has recently made them available in Braille and audio for the disabled children. So we hope that when we give the boxes out, that the children will be wanting to and able to come back and do the greatest journey and learn more about Jesus and the gospel. At the end of the lesson, they get they have a graduation ceremony with a certificate, and they also will receive a very colorful Bible in their own language. So through this way, we hope to multiply and disciple more and more people and get people around the world to know the gospel and get to know Jesus.
And where do the boxes go? And has that kind of increased over the years?
I believe right now that they go to 170 different countries. So what happens is they're collected on National Collection Week. They're trucked to, I think we have 6 processing centers around the country where volunteers check the boxes to make sure there isn't anything in them that won't make it through customs or might leak or break on the way there. After they go to the processing centers, then they're put in shipping containers and sent out to the various countries. And then when they get to those countries, we have ministry partners who are trained by Samaritan's Purse. A lot of times they're pastors, teachers, and they share the gospel story and the boxes and the greatest journey with the shoebox recipients in their own countries.
And obviously the follow-up is a crucial part of it to continue, but have you received feedback?
Well, yeah, I have a couple examples for you. So this past year, Glenn and Dale Rarick are our area coordinators for our team here in the five county area. And they met a nice young lady, I think her name was Nina, when they were out to eat, and she saw the Samaritan's Purse patch on Glenna's shirt. And she said, oh, she said, I know what that is. And she said, I received a shoebox in my country. And Glenna said, well, where are you from? And she was from Africa. So we got feedback that way. They're actually very, very good friends now. She's like part of Glenna's family. And we also got an email. I believe it was one of our team members in McClure, their church sent a box a few years ago, and they included their email in the box. And they did get an email from the child that received it with a thank you. So, yeah, that's really cool.
There's definite feedback coming in, and the strangest place is probably like that.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe how many people are here who've received these boxes. And from time to time, they come to the area and they do talk about it with groups.
Give me just kind of in a nutshell now, you know, what should the listeners do right now if they'd like to be involved?
Okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to be involved, find yourself a shoebox. It doesn't have to be one of the shoeboxes from Samaritan's Purse. Just go get your Nike box out of the closet, dump the old sneakers out of it, and go shopping. Fill that up, and the week of November 17th, there will be drop-offs open all around our five-county area, and that information is on the Samaritan's Purse website. We also have an area Facebook page for our team where we have all of the drop-off location times that they're open listed. Drop your shoebox off there, and you don't want to go out shopping because it is crazy, you can go online and do the samaritanspurse.org/buildonline and build a shoebox online. You know, the project also needs volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering to work at a drop-off location, to be a part of the year-round team that I belong to, or to volunteer at a processing center, there's one in Baltimore that we go to every year. You can reach out through Samaritan's Purse and under Get Involved, and they'll connect you with one of us.
Samaritanspurse.org?
Yes, Samaritanspurse.org. And then when you get in there, it, at the top it says what we do, and in that menu is Operation Christmas Child, Disaster Relief, and some other things. That was another thing I wanted to mention, Disaster Relief. So I talked about our partners in other countries where the shoeboxes are delivered. These partners are also the ones who help us with our disaster relief teams to get in there when things go bad and when there are, disease, disaster. So the networks all mesh together within Samaritan's Purse. And, I think it's a great organization, and we just hope we have a successful year.
You've been listening to Angela Bidding, the media resource volunteer with Operation Christmas Child, a ministry of Samaritan's Purse. She's been talking about the upcoming collection week, how you can get involved. Again, samaritanspurse.org is the website if you'd like to check it out and learn more. Thanks for being with us today on the WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.